Spock, what do you make of that?
Most unusual. An unknown form of energy of great power and intelligence. Evidently unaware that its transmissions are destructive. I find it illogical that its intentions should be hostile.
Really? You think this is its way of saying hi there to the people of the Earth?
There are other forms of intelligence on Earth, Doctor. Only human arrogance would assume the message must be meant for man.
You're suggesting the transmission is meant for a life form other than man?
At least a possibility, Admiral. The President did say it was directed at Earth's oceans.
Uhura, can you modify the probe signals accounting for density and temperature and salinity factors?
I can try, sir. I think I have it, sir.
And this is what it would sound like underwater.
Yes, sir.
Fascinating. If my suspicion is correct, there can be no response to this message. Excuse me.
Where are you going?
To test my theory.
Bones, you stay here.
No way. Somebody's got to keep an eye on him.
Method. The probe's transmissions are the songs sung by whales.
Whales?
Specifically, humpback whales.
That's crazy. Who would send a probe hundreds of light years to talk to a whale?
It's possible. Whales have been on Earth far earlier than man.
10 million years earlier, and humpbacks were heavily hunted by man. They've been extinct since the 21st century. It is possible that an alien intelligence sent the probe to determine why they lost contact.
My God.
Spock, could the humpback's answer to this call be simulated?
Sounds, but not the language. We would be responding in gibberish.
Does the species exist on any other planet?
Negative. Humpbacks were indigenous to Earth. Earth of the past.
Mr. President, perhaps you should transmit a planetary distress signal. While we still have time.
Admiral? Overlapping distress calls and now a message coming in from the Federation.
On screen.
Critical damage to this planet. It has almost totally ionized our atmosphere. All power sources have failed. All Earth-orbiting starships are powerless. The probe is vaporizing our oceans. We cannot survive unless a way can be found to respond to the probe. Further communications may not be possible. Save your energy. Save yourselves. Avoid the planet Earth at all costs. Farewell.
Hear the probe's transmission.
Yes, sir. On speakers.
Hello?
Spock, what do you make of that?
Most unusual. An unknown form of energy of great power and intelligence. Evidently unaware that its transmissions are destructive. I find it illogical that its intentions should be hostile.
Really? You think this is its way of saying hi there to the people of the Earth?
There are other forms of intelligence on Earth, Doctor. Only human arrogance would assume the message must be meant for man.
You're suggesting the transmission is meant for a life form other than man?
At least a possibility, Admiral. The President did say it was directed at Earth's oceans.
Modify the probe signals, accounting for density, and temperature, and salinity factors.
I can try, sir. I think I have it, sir.
And this is what it would sound like underwater.
Yes, sir.
Fascinating. If my suspicion is correct, there can be no response to this message. Excuse me.
Where are you going?
To test my theory.
Won't you stay here?
No way. Somebody's got to keep an eye on him.
The probe's transmissions are the songs sung by whales.
Whales?
Specifically, humpback whales.
That's crazy. Who would send a probe hundreds of light years to talk to a whale?
It's possible. Whales have been on Earth far earlier than that.
10 million years earlier. Humpbacks were heavily hunted by man. They've been extinct since the 21st century. It is possible that an alien intelligence sent the probe to determine why they lost contact.
My God. Spock, could the humpback's answer to this call be simulated?
The sounds, but not the language. We would be responding in gibberish.
Does the species exist on any other planet?
Negative. Humpbacks were indigenous to Earth. Earth of the past. Other forms of intelligence on Earth, Doctor. Only human arrogance would assume the message must be meant for man.
You're suggesting the transmission is meant for a life form other than man?
At least a possibility, Admiral. The President did say it was directed at Earth's oceans.
Uhura. Can you modify the probe signals, accounting for density and temperature and salinity factors?
I can try, sir. I think I have it, sir.
And this is what it would sound like underwater.
Yes, sir.
If my suspicion is correct, there can be no response to this message. Excuse me.
Where are you going?
To test my theory.
Bones, you stay here.
No way. Somebody's got to keep an eye on him.
Spock, as suspected, the probe's transmissions are the songs sung by whales.
Whales?
Specifically, humpback whales.
That's crazy. Who would send a probe hundreds of light years to talk to a whale?
It's possible. Whales have been on Earth far earlier than man.
10 million years earlier, and humpbacks were heavily hunted by man. They've been extinct since the 21st century. It is possible that an alien intelligence sent the probe to determine why they lost contact.
My God.
Spock, could the humpback's answer to this call be simulated?
The sounds, but not the language. We would be responding in gibberish.
Does the species exist on any other planet?
Negative. Humpbacks were indigenous to Earth. Earth of the past. arrogance of receiving the message must be meant for man.
You're suggesting the transmission is meant for a life form other than man.
It's a possibility, Admiral. The President did say it was directed at Earth's oceans.
Thank you. sung by whales. Specifically, humpback whales.
It's crazy. We would send a probe hundreds of light years to talk to a whale.
It's possible. Whales have been on Earth.
10 million years earlier. Humpbacks were heavily hunted by man. They've been extinct since the 21st century. It is possible that alien intelligence has sent a probe to determine why they must come.
Spot. The humpbacks answered this call. They were singing.
Sounds, but not the language. We would be responding in gibberish.
Does the species exist on another planet?
Negative. Humpbacks were indigenous to Earth. Earth of the past.
Suggesting the transmission is meant for life other than...
possibility, Admiral. The President did say that directly at Earth's oceans.
Modify the probe signals, accounting for density, temperature, and salinity factors.
Specifically, humpback
whales. That's crazy. Who would send a probe hundreds of light years to talk to a whale?
It's possible. Whales have been on Earth for
10 million years. Humpbacks were heavily hunted by man. They've been extinct since the 21st century. It is possible that an alien intelligence has sent the probe to determine why they lost control.
Spot. Could the humpback's answer to this call be similar to
the sounds, but not the language? We would be responding in gibberish.
Does the species exist on any other planet?
Negative. Humpbacks were indigenous to Earth. Earth of the past.
Suggesting the transmission is meant for life form other than
Earth. Just a possibility. The President did say
probe signals.
Oh.
arrogance, you assume the message must be meant for man.
You're suggesting the transmission is meant for a life form other than man.
At least a possibility, Admiral. The President did say it was directed at Earth's oceans.
Uhura, can you modify the probe signals accounting for density, temperature, and salinity factors?
Of intelligence on Earth, Doctor. Only human arrogance would assume the message must be meant for man.
You're suggesting the transmission is meant for a life form other than man?
At least a possibility, Admiral. The President did say it was directed at Earth's oceans.
Modify the probe signals, accounting for density and temperature and salinity factors.
I can try, sir.
If my suspicion is correct, there can be no response to this message.
Excuse me.
Where are you going?
To test my theory.
Why don't you stay?
No way. Somebody's got to keep an eye on him.
Transmissions are the songs sung by whales.
Whales?
Specifically, humpback whales.
That's crazy. Who would send a probe hundreds of light years to talk to a whale?
It's possible. Whales have been on Earth far earlier than man.
10 million years earlier, and humpbacks were heavily hunted by man. They've been extinct since the 21st century. It is possible that an alien intelligence sent the probe to determine why they lost contact.
Spock, could the humpback's answer to this call be similar to
the sounds, but not the language? We would be responding in gibberish.
Does the species exist on any other planet?
Negative. Humpbacks were indigenous to Earth. Earth of the past.